For the sunny side of sports, we have Peter Clote sitting in today for the vacationing Sonny Young. Happy Friday, Peter.
Happy Friday, Kim.
Well, Peter, I understand you have some really big news in soccer for us today.
Yes, I do.
All righty, let's hear it.
Thank you very much, Kim. Well, German captain Philipp Lahm stunned his homeland on Friday by quitting international football just days after leading his side to World Cup victory in Brazil. The 30-year-old Bayern Munich defender, who can also play in midfield, played 113 times for Germany. Lahm will continue playing for his club side, where he renewed his contract until 2018, shortly before the World Cup. Lahm's international career started in February 2004 with a 2-1 defeat of Croatia and ended with a 1-0 win of Argentina in the World Cup final on Sunday. Lahm now plans to focus on the club side that he joined age 11 and has been captain of since 2011. Ivory Coast Yaya Toure says he has no intention whatsoever of leaving Premier League champions Manchester City and is looking forward to the new season with them. Media reports linked the midfielder with a number of clubs since his agent Dimitri Selick tweeted in May that he was unsettled. Selick claimed that the Ivorian was not given proper recognition by the club on his birthday during a close season trip to Abu Dhabi, comment subsequently supported by Toure on Twitter. Toure, who signed a new 4-year contract with City last year, was due for talks with City over his future before the club's second match of their summer tour of the United States on July 27. Newcastle United paid tribute on Friday to two lifelong supporters who were killed in the Malaysian Airlines crash on Thursday while on their way to watch the club's pre-season tour of New Zealand. John Adler, thought to be in his 60s, and Liam Sweeney, 28, were on the passenger list for flight MH17. The pair were known to club officials as regulars at away matches, where among 295 people on the flight from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur that was brought down over eastern Ukraine. The club will be dedicating an area surrounding the statue to former manager Sir Bobby Robson at their St. James's Park Stadium for fans to pay their respect to the two men. There will be an official tribute to them at the opening Premier League game against champions Manchester City on Sunday, August 17, and Newcastle players will wear black armbands for their games against Sydney FC and Wellington Phoenix in New Zealand. Turkish club Besiktas has announced the signing of Senegal's Chelsea striker Dembaba after a move was completed. Besiktas claimed the deal for the 29-year-old Senegal striker is worth over $8 million. Ba passed a medical on Friday after posting a picture of himself wearing a Besiktas shirt. Ba is likely to join Besiktas at their pre-season training camp in England. The former Newcastle forward only started 23 of his 51 appearances for the Blues, scoring 14 goals as he found himself third choice behind Samuel Eto'o and Fernando Torres. And European Football Association, or UEFA, has changed the rules on yellow cards. The rule change will make it harder for players to be suspended for the Champions League and Europa League finals. UEFA acted on the recommendation of a panel set up by its competitions committee. The group decided that yellow cards accrued will be wiped out after the quarterfinal stage. Real Madrid's Xabi Alonso missed last season's Champions League final after picking up a third yellow card at the semi-final stage against Bayern Munich. The rule was first implemented at Euro 2012 in Ukraine and Poland, but this is the first time it had been implemented in major European club contests. Moving to Africa, Cameroon's President Paul Biya has ordered the country's prime minister to launch an investigation into the poor showing of the senior national team, the Indomitable Lions, at the World Cup in Brazil. Some of the players were attacked by sports fans after accusing the players of lack of patriotism and disgraceful conduct. Nana Walter Wilson is sports editor of the Post newspaper in Cameroon. He tells me that the president's inquiry call appears not to be sitting well with some of the same fans who were displeased with the performance of the Indomitable Lions at the World Cup.
The public in Cameroon and the media in Cameroon, they received the presidential instructions that the Prime Minister of the Republic, Philemon Yang, that he should open a one-month investigation into what happened, that the Lions had a very poor, disgraceful, dismal, and very nauseating performance at the 2014 Brazil World Cup. Have been received with mixed feelings because a lot of Cameroonians know what the problem of our football is, that it is just few sentences, bad management from the Cameroon Football Federation, and bad management from the Ministry of Sports and Physical Education, because there are individuals in those two structures who are more interested in looking out for the parochial gains. They are looking out for the financial gain that comes with football and not actually promoting football in the country. So a lot of people, football lovers in Cameroon, the media thought that the President of the Republic should have, first of all, disbanded the Federation for a poor organization of Cameroon's show in Brazil. Because it all started in the country before they took off to Brazil. There was a huge problem on finances and bonuses for the Lions. And a lot of people thought that the team would qualify after beating Tunisia. We would have arranged all those things with the players. It is not in the last minute that we were supposed to take off of Brazil that players and management of the Federation and the ministry were quarreling over money. Country even went late the World Cup.
People I hear were not particularly happy with the performance of the players, and some of the players were attacked in the capital, Yaoundé. What can you tell me about this?
Yes, you know, first of all, the players, before they left for Brazil, they had held tight on the government that they must give them their bonuses for the World Cup, which is a total of 60 million francs CFA, Cameroon money. That money, Peter, was given to the players in raw cash in Yaoundé before they even took off for Brazil. I mean, they get a huge sum of money, go to Brazil, they cannot perform and they disgrace an entire nation where you have people in the street who cannot eat. But for within 3 weeks, people were giving 60 million and they cannot give joy to the people. So the people were very angry. I mean, these players, they come back, I mean, they don't show any remorse to the people, they don't show any remorse to the state. They are moving around, I mean, enjoying themselves, I mean, in a very lavishing manner. And so, two of them were attacked in Yaoundé. I'm talking about Stefan Dia Etundi and Benjamin Mukanju. I mean, Benjamin Mukanju in particular actually slipped out of an irate population. I mean, I'm telling you that Stefan Etundi Dia was attacked in Yaoundé by some group of guys. Who saw him and then the winner said, can you give us our own part of the money from the World Cup? When he hesitated, the guys started ruffling him. So the police intervened and they took him off. His car was smashed. You know, his car was bashed, you know. And a lot of them who came into the country after the World Cup, somewhere they could see, they have just been lying low and not making any noise.
What has been the reaction of FECAFOOT, the federation, since they got back following the poor showing of the Indomitable Lions at the World Cup?
The officials of the federation came into the country, Professor Joseph Owona, they have not made any public statement to Cameroonians. It is the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Adum Gora, who went to the parliament because the parliamentarians were very angry. They felt disgraced. They felt that the entire nation had been disgraced. And so he was answering questions to the parliament. But even then, his answers were very uncomfortable to many parliamentarians. instead of telling Cameroonians what happened to the World Cup in Brazil, he was instead holding on to the argument that the President of the Republic has asked for an inquiry, Cameroonians should hold on. No, so if the President does not ask for the inquiry, he as a minister, who is supposed to have led Cameroon delegation, is not giving the people what happened. And again, in the World Cup, Cameroon was disgraced again in the fact that the minister and the federation officials were quarreling over who pays bills at hotels in Brazil. So it was a total sham for Cameroon. So Cameroonians are really, really disgusted with the way football is managed in this country, and particularly individuals who are in there. Cameroonians think that the right people are not at the right place when it comes to football management in the country. And so the entire system should be disbanded and then real and credible people brought into play.
Nana Walter Wilson is sports editor at the Post newspaper in Cameroon. He spoke with me from the capital, Yaoundé. And now, Daybreak Africa sports editor Mark Ouma has the day's sports rundown. Here's Mark.
In Windhoek, the draws for the 9th edition of the Africa Women's Championships takes place in the capital, Windhoek, tomorrow, Saturday. Algeria, Cameroon, Ghana, Ivory Coast, Nigeria, South Africa, Zambia, and hosts Namibia will be divided into two groups for the preliminary round-robin contest. Turning to athletics, Kenyan Olympic champion David Rudisha faces a stiff challenge from Ethiopian world champion Mohamed Aman, Botswana's Nigel Amos, and Sudan's Abubakar Kaki in 800 meters at the IAAF Diamond League in Monaco today, Friday. On form, Jairus Kipchoge Birech seeks to fend off his Kenyan compatriots Paul Kipsiele Koech and Brimin Kiprop Kipruto to maintain his winning streak in the 3,000 meters steeplechase. Kenyan world champion Asbel Kiprop aims to win his third consecutive 1500 meters at this annual event, but could be upstaged by South African Johan Cronje or Moroccan Abdelati Igida. Botswana's inform Isaac Makwala sprints in 400 meters. Staying in Monaco, Ivory Coast's Muriel Ahore and Nigerian Blessing Okagbo